Those who live in the country get idiotic in time without noticing it. For a while they think it's original and good for their health, but life in the country is not original at all for anyone who wasn't born in and for the country. It shows a lack of taste and is only harmful to their health. The people who go walking in the country walk right into their own funeral in the country. And at the very least, they lead a grotesque existence, which leads them first into idiocy, then into an absurd death. To recommend country life to a city person so that he can stay alive is a dirty internist's trick, I thought. All these people who leave the city for the country so that they can live longer and healthier lives are only horrible specimens of human beings, I thought. But in the end, Wertheimer was not just the victim of his internist, but even more, the victim of his conviction that his sister lived only to serve him. He actually said several times that his sister was born for him, to stay with him, to protect him, so to speak. No one has disappointed me like my sister, he once exclaimed, I thought. He grew fatally accustomed to his sister, I thought. For 20 years, he was able to chain his sister to him with thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of chains. Then she broke loose from him, and, as I believe, even married well, as they say. The already rich sister found herself a stinking rich Swiss husband. He could no longer tolerate the word sister. Wertheimer told me the last time I saw him. She didn't even send me a card, he said. I thought in the inn, looking around. She stole away from him in the night and left everything lying in the apartment. She didn't take a single thing with her, he said over and over, although she promised she'd never leave me, never, he said. I thought.